Edwards, management and staff of Hot FM would like to wish you and your family a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
In six different flavors: fruity original, fruity guava, fruity mango, fruity pineapple, fruity apple, and fruity granadilla. Fruity is so nice. Fruity all day, all the way. Fruity, a quality product from Californian Beverages.
Enjoy uncapped fiber internet at home or at work with Liquid Fiber. You can also get our SIM card to experience the same fiber speeds on the move with Liquid Data on the go. Call 400 or visit your nearest Liquid Telecom outlet to get started. Liquid Data on the go. Now that's speed. Terms and conditions apply.
The Hot FM main news.
Government says PF expulsion of MPs has no legal effect. On the Lyra stages, protests over unpaid gratuities and pensions, and TikTok owner signs deal to avoid U.S. ban. These are your top stories this afternoon.
The Hot FM News with Monique Matipa.
Good afternoon. Here's the news in detail. Chief Government Spokesperson Cornelius Mwetwa has described the purported expulsion of Patriotic Front members of Parliament who voted in favour of Bill 7 as futile and a form of political cosmetics. Speaking at a media briefing, Mr. Mwetwa said the actions taken by PF Acting Chairperson Given Linda have no legal effect, noting that the MPs exercised their rights and parliamentary privileges when they voted for the bill. He has explained that the alleged expulsion amounts to mere politicking and constitutes interference in the work of members of parliament whose duties are protected under the law. Mr. Mwetwa has further stated that the affected PF MPs will remain in office until parliament adjourns in May, adding that no by-elections will arise from MPs who voted for Bill 7.
We would like to indicate here as government that we are a government of law, and therefore all our citizens, including members of parliament, are protected by the laws of the land. In terms of parliamentarians, what they did on Monday to vote for Bill number 7 is within their prescribed privilege and within their mandate as given by Article 76 of the Republic of Zambia. There, to find an announcement that those members of parliament of the Patriotic Front who voted for Bill number 7 have to be expelled is quite shocking and terrifying.
Meanwhile, Patriotic Front presidential aspiring candidate Dr. Chitalu Chilukya has clarified that he has neither withdrawn from the PF presidential race nor been expelled from the party. Dr. Chilukya said he remains the Member of Parliament for Mansa Central and a member of the party's Central Committee, adding that he will always stand on the side of the people. He has stated that his path to the PF presidency is irreversible, describing himself as the incoming PF president, and appealed to what he termed self-styled propagandists to stop peddling falsehoods and instead face him on the ballot.
I am on a mission to reclaim the democratic future of the PF and our nation. I remain resolute about what our party needs now: credible, transformative, and visionary leadership with a recognizable platform for that performance. The Patriotic Front Party will not be existing. This moment demands a collective rekindling of unity and purpose. Unity for the leaders of the party, for the strength of the pillar of hope, and unity for the new national awakening, rooted in prosperity, justice, and equal opportunity for all.
The University of Zambia Lecturers and Researchers Union, UNZALARU, have staged a protest over unpaid gratuities, pensions, and statutory contributions dating back to 2016. Speaking on behalf of the union, UNZALARU Secretary General Dominic Liche said the prolonged failure by the university to settle members' benefits has caused financial hardship and uncertainty, particularly among employees who have retired or are approaching retirement. Mr. Liche said despite repeated engagements with university management and relevant authorities, the outstanding payments remain unresolved, prompting the decision to take to the streets in protest. He has further expressed concern that statutory contributions owed to pension and social security schemes have not been remitted consistently, warning that the situation could have serious legal and social consequences.
We are owed gratuities from as far back as April 2016. We are owed, some of our members are owed, this superannuation scheme as far back as 2012. Our members are owed pension as far back as 2021. What we want as the country is moving forward is that we, our plight is also addressed, and we believe that the president is the correct person to address us on this issue. We have followed all channels, gone to all manner of offices, but the issues are still there.
The Zambian Government Foundation, ZGF, has announced plans to invest about 100 million kwacha in civil society organizations across central, eastern and southern provinces starting in 2026. Speaking during the organization's end-of-year media engagement, ZGF Chief Executive Officer Ngwase Mwale said 38 CSOs will receive five-year institutional funding under the Civil Society Strengthening Fund, with each organization receiving an average of 2.5 million kwacha. Ms. Mwale has explained that the funding is intended to strengthen governance, accountability, and long-term planning among civil society organizations. She has noted that declining donor support has made it necessary for Zambia to strengthen local institutions and enhance domestic resource mobilization.
In 2025, many traditional aid partners began reducing their commitments to development programs in Zambia as well as other countries. And this reflected a broader geopolitical shift and global economic pressure. These aid cuts that were witnessed, more especially in 2025, signal that resilience on external funding alone is no longer a sustainable path.
Ministry of Energy Permanent Secretary for Energy, Professor Ephraim Munshifwa, has called on Kazama Pipeline Company Limited to continue prioritizing the security of petroleum supply, describing it as a core government responsibility that directly underpins price stability and national economic performance. Professor Munshifwa made the remarks after undertaking an extensive tour of Kazama Pipeline facilities, which began at the Ndola Fuel Terminal and extended to Chinsali District, home to the first pump station on the Zambian side of the 1,710-kilometer pipeline running from Dar es Salaam, Tanzania, to Ndola. He has noted that the reliability of the pipeline is critical to ensuring a consistent supply of petroleum products into the country. The Permanent Secretary has expressed satisfaction with Kazama's operations, describing the pipeline as an impressive and strategic national asset that plays a central role in keeping the economy running.
We have security of supply of petroleum products. We're talking about diesel, petrol, Shetland, and we're also talking about kerosene. So our role is to ensure that we have security of supply, and then also have obviously stability in the prices. As you know, if you have a challenge on the supply side, what you are going to see on the demand side is now